And welcome back to the How to Podcast series. It's Dave with you. And today we're having fun with math. Do you like math? Not so much. Well, I had somebody ask me recently. They were talking about how many podcast episodes they had over time, and they wanted to know if their numbers were good or not. And it goes back to our whole conversation around stats and all of that stuff. Now, really, to be honest, stats matter most to anyone who wants to get advertisers for your podcast. It really doesn't matter if you're doing this as a hobby or if you're using your podcast to maybe get you on stage to be a speaker or to help you write your book or promote your music. Your podcast can be adjacent to what you're doing and bring people to you. And in that, you're not really looking to make money from your show. So whether you're looking to make money with your podcast or not, knowing your stats and understanding them is a good thing. I love looking at where my listeners are listening to the show from around the world. That really helps to kind of have a sense of, you know, where my audience is and how far the reach is of the show. And it's amazing. And the other great indication of stats is your engagement, meaning, when's the last time you've heard from a listener? When's the last time you got an email or a SpeakPipe message or a buy me a coffee purchase? When is the last time you heard from a listener? And you're like, Dave, I've never had anyone reach out to me ever. Well, we can fix that. Reach over to me at howtopodcast.ca. Reach out. There's a calendar invite on my page. Let's get together. Let's talk through how you can grow your engagement for your podcast. We can do this together and you will see results. And the results come from having a good quality show where the content is great, you put in your best effort, and you do your best in your show. That is what's going to bring people to you and keep you. Keep your audience coming back. So do that, okay? Go out, reach out to me, howtopodcast.ca, let's get together. But the question was posed back to me, Dave. You have 8 podcasts, and I go, yeah. And you've been doing this for many years. Yes, again, true. They said, Dave, what's the total number of episodes that you have total across all 8 of your podcasts right now? And I didn't even know the answer to that, to be honest. I had no idea, because even here on the How to Podcast series, I have numbered episodes, and then I have Daily Daves and bonus episodes, which are not numbered, so they don't easily see them as a total number. I actually have to go do math and add them all up. So I did. I went through all 8 of my podcasts. How to Podcast series, Living the Next Chapter, Living My Side Hustle, the Daily Santa podcast, Upcycle Canada podcast, the Podcast Editing and Support Show, the Add to My Playlist podcast, and Dad Space. All that in one sentence. I went through and added up all of my total episodes. So combined across all of these different shows, I have 1,032 episodes total. That's a lot of episodes. It's a lot of Dave, right? And so I'm happy with that. That's good. I'm feeling good about that. There's some of my shows that are kind of on pause because of things like Upcycle Canada. It's kind of on pause right now as we're trying to decide the next steps for our small business and where we're going with that. Jen and I podcast, my wife Jen, and I podcast together on that show, and scheduling is always kind of a hard when we're working opposite shifts to get together and record, but that's really one of our focuses. And then the Add to My Playlist podcast is my music show. Spotify removed the option as of June of this year where I can insert music into my show, which kind of killed the whole premise of my podcast. So that one's kind of in the air. Living My Side Hustle, I'm waiting for some people to get back to me to come on as guests. So some of them are kind of in stall mode. They're not dead or done, but they're not active as of a new episode every week right now. So that number's going to go up as I kind of tweak these and go through these shows. Then the other thing was, what is my total listenership across 1,032 episodes over 8 podcasts? Dave, what's your total listenership right now? Now, this one is hard because my podcasts are on players that don't report back to my individual podcast hosts. So I have Captivate.fm. They're great. You should go there. They're amazing. I also have Buzzsprout and Spotify for podcasters. So I have three different podcast hosts that host my eight shows. And not all of them bring back the listener data, where people are listening, what episodes they listen to, how many they listen to. Not every single player reports back to each of those three hosting sites that I use. So when I look at my total number, it's only kind of a snapshot of what the true number is. So from my best guess, again, not bringing in all of the players like Afropods, GeoSavin, Ghana, on and on and on and on and on. There's so many places my shows are posted to that unless I go into each individual app and look at my dashboard and do the math individually, which would take all day. This is my best idea of a total across all the shows, all eight, again, with 1,032 episodes. I'm sitting right now at about 160,182 listens. Now that's, again, across eight shows, 4 to 5 years of podcasting. Okay, this isn't just one episode. No. But that kind of gives you an idea of what's happening behind the scenes for me. And I think in podcasting, when we talk about stats and all that, sharing your stats should never be something that is something that we shy away from, or we fake our numbers to get a great guest, or fake our numbers to get a sponsor to give us money for our podcast. There's no benefit in fudging our numbers and expanding them or making them seem larger than they are. There's no benefit to that, because really, what do those numbers represent? Am I getting 160,000 emails from my listeners? No, I'm not. Do all of these people listen to the end of every episode? No. So, you know, like, that number is a number, right? And what I'd love to hear from you, whether you have one episode or 1,032 episodes or 10 times that, I'd love to hear from you. How many total episodes do you have for your podcast or your podcasts in situations like mine? What's your total number of podcast episodes, which would include numbered, bonus, all that stuff? What's your total number of episodes? And what is your total amount of listens or downloads? What's that grand total that you, your best guess, again, because you don't really know that total from all of the different places you are. And again, that doesn't even include YouTube. What is your number for how many episodes you have? And I'd love for you to call in, tell me on my howtopodcast.ca website using my SpeakPipe link. Call in, tell me your message, tell me what your name of your podcast is. Hi, this is Dave from the Dad Space Podcast. I have 106 episodes and I have 1,935 listens. You can find me at dadspace.ca. Do that. There, that was my numbers right there for Dad Space. Call in, let me know how many episodes you have and how many downloads that you can see that you know of. And let's share our numbers. Let's encourage people. Because when I go into Facebook groups and I see somebody had started a podcast 6 months ago and now they have 100,000 downloads every week, I'm like, wow, that's not me. That's not me by any means. And I just wanted to hear some real numbers from you to encourage others. And never be embarrassed by your numbers. I had somebody I talked to recently, they have three episodes and they're getting 3 to 5 listens per episode. And they're like kind of shyly saying, well, not really getting a lot of downloads. Remember, those are 3 to 5 people who picked you over the entire world of other things they could do. They showed up for you. So that's a good thing. So what is your number? How many listens do you have? And I'd love to share some real numbers to encourage other podcasters. Okay? We're not here to brag. Not here to boast. We're here to build each other up and go, here's my real numbers, everyone. I'm not shy or ashamed of these numbers because I work hard for these numbers. And yeah, there's going to be people who listen to this episode and go, That's it, Dave? That's all you got? That's all you have? Psh, that's nothing. And to those people, I say, I'm really not here to compete with you. I'm proud of every episode. I'm proud of every listen. I'm proud of every email, every SpeakPipe message, and every Buy Me a Coffee donation. It tells me there's someone listening. And I think we need to be more proud of the fact that we're doing the thing that we wanted to do. I'm not here to entertain sponsors. I'm here to promote podcasting and help you on your journey as a podcaster. And if one person listens to my next episode, if one person listens to this episode, which now puts me at 1,033 episodes by recording this right now, if only one person listens to this, I'm happy with that. Because the whole reason for doing this show is I want one person to start a podcast. And I can proudly say that more than one have started a podcast because of the show. And that is the whole purpose of why I'm here. And I thank you for being part of the How to Podcast series. So go to howtopodcast.ca, go to my SpeakPipe link on my website, and leave me your answer. Tell me the name of your show, introduce yourself, and tell me how many total episodes have you recorded, including your trailer, your bonus, your numbered episodes, your seasons, whatever. What's the total number of episodes that you have recorded and released? And what's the total number of listeners that have listened to your podcast to date? Let's celebrate those numbers, whether it's 3 or 300,000. I'd love to hear from you. howtopodcast.ca. Keep recording. You're doing great. And thank you for being here. Talk soon.